Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 24th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. OpenAI has acquired Software Applications, maker of Sky, an unreleased AI interface for Mac. Sky floats over the desktop, sees the screen, and acts inside apps while users write, plan, and code. The acquisition moves OpenAI further into Mac workflows. Founders Ari Weinstein and Conrad Kramer previously sold Workflow to Apple, which became Shortcuts. The startup raised $6.5 million from investors, including Sam Altman. The deal was led by Nick Turley and Fiji Simo. Terms were not disclosed. Apple plans a Siri overhaul next year, but its privacy emphasis and safety concerns about agentic systems that view and act on screens may delay a comparable Mac product. Microsoft rolled out expanded Copilot mode in Edge, presenting it as an AI browser 2 days after OpenAI unveiled Atlas. Copilot can, with user permission, inspect open tabs to summarize and compare information, fill forms, book hotels, and follow browsing via new journeys and actions. The mode first launched in July with features like a search bar on new tabs and voice navigation. Thursday's update emphasizes task automation and tracing links across tabs. Visually and functionally, it closely resembles OpenAI's Atlas. Similar ride-along interfaces, different placements like new tab versus split screen. For users, the main difference will be the underlying models.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. TensorMesh launched with $4.5 million in seed funding to commercialize open-source LM cache. The change is especially helpful for chat interfaces and agentic systems with growing logs. LM cache can reduce inference costs by as much as 10 times and has integrations with Google and NVIDIA. It uses a key-value cache that condenses complex inputs into key values. Traditionally, that cache is discarded after each query. It's like having a very smart analyst reading all the data, but they forget what they have learned after each question, says Jiang. TensorMesh reuses the KV cache, spreading it across storage to save GPU memory and increase inference per server. Reddit sued Perplexity and several data scraping companies, alleging Perplexity used Reddit content without authorization. To substantiate the claim, Reddit created a test post that could be crawled only by Google's search engine and was not available elsewhere on the web. Within a few hours, the content appeared in Perplexity's search results, which Reddit cites as evidence that Perplexity scraped Google search results. The case is part of a larger dispute as platforms seek to block unlicensed use of their data for training AI models. Ben Lee, Reddit's chief legal officer, says AI firms are in a race for human content that has spawned an industrial-scale data-washing economy. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.